All right. And so have you done much in the area of rehabilitation of any of these guys one-on-one? And could you talk to us about what it's like, what their personalities are like?
I must admit, I tend to do a lot of infield stuff. Because I'm not registered as a wildlife carer, I can't get involved with them directly. But we do have some wildlife carers around who do get involved with them. And we have two at the moment actually at a friend's place. One of them's called Bruno, and he's a big boy. And then there's a younger one, which is oddly enough called Mr. Bean.
He's the funniest one, is he?
No, oddly enough, he's named after me.
Gotcha.
Because I actually rescued him in August from his dead mum,
Yep.
and it was just a little pinky in the pouch. And basically, we managed to cut him out of the pouch because it's pretty tight. I think the story might be on our Facebook page somewhere anyway.
So what's the situation there? How did you end up rescuing a baby?
Okay, so what happened was on an August the 23rd, I think it was about 0 degrees. I'm driving to the train station. There's a body on the side of the road of a wombat, and I thought, okay, I'll stop and check. And I carry a can of blue spray paint because I spray them when I've checked them to say it's been checked so no one else
I
checks
was
it.
going to ask you that too, because this year down in Canberra, we were driving along and I'm like, why the hell? Some asshole has spray painted every single one of these dead animals on the side of the road. Some
Yeah.
graffiti artist has gone away and
I'm
done.
just tagging. I'm just tagging.
One of my friends was like, no, man, someone comes out and checks every morning to see if there's a new freshly killed animal. And
Exactly.
why are they checking these animals?
And well, if it's a female, so this one in particular, I rolled over and I thought, ah, it's a female. I can see the pouch. The pouch is bulging slightly and it's moving slightly, so it's got a live one in it. So then I called a friend and she came down, and luckily she's a nurse, so she's used to cutting things. And
Was just
she had
carrying a scalpel, was she?
pretty much, she's got the full kit in the car. And we managed to extract that one. He was quite chilled by that stage, so we wrapped him up in a blanket and then took him straight up to a wildlife carer in St Andrews here called Mara, and she had everything ready, and she started to feed him. We initially thought he might pass away in the first half hour. It was really touch and go.
Just from the hypothermia or.
Exactly, yeah, from the cold and the lack of food and that sort of thing. But by the end of the day, she had him feeding well. He was warm. And she has a little crib with a little heat pad in it, so it keeps the warmth up.
Yep.
It was remarkable. And now he's, what, he's, he went from a 300 gram pinky, and now he's about 5 kilos, and he's a bouncing boy.
Far out, he's bigger than the cat then now, so he's yeah.
Well, they're very solid, so he's probably
Yeah.
smaller than the cat, but far more solid.
Like a cat in the shape of a brick.